Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Red Stripe has announced plans to expand its cassava farm. We tell you more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is committed to ensuring that every Jamaican child has the best learning environment to thrive and needs your cooperation to make the education system work successfully.
What are the school's voluntary contributions for?
Co-curricular and sports activities and school development.
What amount are parents to contribute?
Your contributions are voluntary and the amount depends on the type of programs being offered by the school.
If my child is being denied access to school, can I complain to the ministry?
Yes. You can call or visit any of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's 6 regional offices or send an email to complaints@moey.gov.jm.
What support is there for PATH students?
PATH students are not expected to make contributions and are to be provided with 5 days free lunch as of this year.
Parents and guardians, do continue to make your voluntary financial contributions to your children's school. The institutions need your assistance for their school development and sporting activities. Remember, the government takes care of all core educational needs. Every child can learn. Every child must learn.
Brewing company Red Stripe has announced plans to increase its cassava farm from 300 to approximately 1,000 acres by the end of the year and 4,000 acres by the end of 2020. The move forms part of plans to increase the use of cassava as the starch base in its beverages from 5% to 10%. Initially, the company planned to use cassava only in its Red Stripe beers. However, that plan has been revised, and cassava will be used in its Dragon, Malta, and Guinness products.
We wanted to promote more the vertical integration and use more cassava in our beers, promote more employment in the primary sector, and make sure that we're using more of this raw material across all of our products.
Managing Director Red Stripe Ricardo Nuncio. The company also plans to contract 400 farmers, comprising mostly small farmers, to grow the cassava. This is up from the 180 farmers the company had initially planned to engage for the project. The farmers will receive equipment, support, and training to get them started. They will also be provided with a guaranteed price for their cassava. Red Stripe will also directly employ 600 persons on the project in the next 4 years. Agriculture Minister Carlos Samuda welcomes the project and has committed to providing the company with the necessary support through his ministry, including sourcing additional lands for the initiative.
It is a wonderful project, and I'm looking forward to the day when you achieve the expanded involvement of our Jamaican workers and young farmers in particular to be part of this wonderful experience.
Red Stripe is set to resume beer export to the United States in September. A new multi-packer has already been acquired that will be used to facilitate the production of the beer for the U.S. market.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NCA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 967-9209 or 967-9802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Before good food pile, make belly boss. Translation: before allowing good food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. And this means one should make every good use of life's opportunities. Also, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.